And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we talk about nutrition with Amber Boyens from the Immune Nutrition, dietitian and nutritionist. And here we are in the air once again, Amber.
Here we are.
Another week's gone by.
That's right.
All right. How's your week been going so far?
Good. They go fast these days.
They do. You busy?
Always.
That's good. Keeping,
yeah.
Keeping people healthy.
Trying.
That's right. And we'll talk about how they can get a hold of you if they want some more advice, but first we're going to talk about our subject today, which is saturated fats.
Yes.
And heart disease.
And heart disease.
All right. Well, tell us about all the, what's the connection?
Yeah. So that's one of those things that two things that have been connected for a really long time are saturated fat and heart disease, or just heart health as a whole. And one of the biggest concerns that people have when they come into my office is heart disease or prevention of heart disease if they have relatives who have had it. And, I mean, the statistics are pretty strong when it comes to heart disease and how it impacts the United States. The CDC estimates that one person dies every 34 seconds from heart disease. So it's a fair concern that people have, wanting to stay healthy and keep heart healthy and all of that. And a lot of people, you know, with statistics like that, have a family history of it, know somebody who's been affected by it, and don't want to see that happen to themselves. So typically, if you were to walk into an office a couple years ago, or even some offices now, the biggest things that people know, in quotes here, that know about heart disease is that you want to reduce sodium, saturated fat, and cholesterol from your diet. And the interesting thing is the research that we've been seeing in the last handful of years is showing us that that's probably not all necessarily true. So there's a huge new study that came out, and it's we've talked before about meta-analyses, but basically what they are, if you haven't been listening or if you're not familiar, is they're compiling all of the research over a certain number of years to look at what all of the studies together say. And what the most recent study showed, this meta-analysis showed, is that saturated fat does not appear to have a correlation to heart disease. So for decades, you've seen all these things marketed as low fat, right? I always kind of chuckle when I see licorice in the store because it's almost always marketed as a low fat food. That doesn't mean it's healthy. And I think that's a really important thing to know.
I was thinking I was just eating Junior Mints. I think it says low fat or something on the box.
It probably does say low fat. That's right. And just like that, things that tend to be low fat tend to be high in added sugar. And what we're finding, and what we've been finding for the past several years, is that added sugars, those processed sugars, candies, things like that, are probably more of the problem when it comes to heart disease and not so much saturated fat. So when we talk about saturated fat, the biggest sources are going to come from our animal products. So the fat that we find if you get a fattier cut of meat, if you have chicken thighs versus chicken breast, that'll have some saturated fat. If you have full fat dairy, a lot of the fat in there is saturated. We've talked about coconut a handful of times. A lot of the fat in there is saturated. So all of these foods have been marketed or have been poised as things that we shouldn't eat very much of. And now we're finding again that that's not necessarily true. It's probably more of our added sugars, candies, processed carbs, too many refined grains like crackers, things like that, that are impacting it, and not enough of those nourishing foods that we've talked about a dozen times in the past. So the recommendation on saturated fat used to be to really reduce it as much as possible. So less than 10% of your caloric intake should be coming from saturated fat. And now we've actually seen that when it comes to stroke, more saturated fat appears to be protective against stroke. But what does this not mean?
Don't overdo it.
This does not mean that it's free game on all fast food and things like that. What it does mean is those full fat dairy products and animal products that have kind of been villainized over the last several decades are perfectly safe to incorporate into a balanced diet that includes all of those other things that we need to get enough of. So saturated fat, maybe not the enemy. Cholesterol, same thing. We've known for a long time that dietary cholesterol, like we find in eggs, does not correlate with blood cholesterol. So those aren't the things that are necessarily going to drive your cholesterol up. So what else does it mean then? It means we need to get enough of the right stuff, like I said. So things we've talked about most weeks, like healthy fats. Do you remember any healthy fats?
I
like putting you on the spot. It's always fun to see how much you listen. So you do remember. It's fish. Fish is a good healthy fat, like our tuna, salmon, things like that. Avocados, olives, nuts, especially our walnuts.
Nuts, I remember nuts.
Yep.
How about chickpeas?
Chickpeas are not a good source of saturated fat, but that's a great lead-in to the next thing, is adequate fiber. And chickpeas are a great source of fiber. So that adequate fiber is another thing that we need to get enough of. So ideally, when we talk about preventing heart disease, studies across the board, whether it's congestive heart failure, whether it's stroke, whether it's heart attack, any of those things, your risk is lower when you're getting enough vegetables. So when we talk about vegetables, even the starchy vegetables like beans or squash or sweet potatoes or anything like that, more of those types of things tends to mean less risk of those chronic diseases or cardiovascular events. So ideally, in an ideal world where we're eating, I won't say a perfect diet because there's no such thing as a perfect diet, but in an ideal world, we're getting 13 servings per day of plant-based foods, with probably at least 5 to 8 of those servings coming from vegetables. So I'd say most of us are probably not there in getting...
Like French fries.
Let's take a step back.
Just a guess, no.
So that's going to be one of those things where we're getting some of those less healthy fats in. Not so much trans fat like we used to get. Trans fat is the one that we want to avoid if at all possible. We do know that increased intake of trans fat increases our risk for poor heart health. But fortunately, there's not many products on the market anymore with trans fat in them because of some regulations that have been passed. So most trans fat that you'll get now will be naturally occurring and in pretty small quantities. So we talked about the adequate healthy fats. We talked about that adequate fiber. And the last thing from a food standpoint is those adequate phytonutrients, which again are those colors. The more colors you can eat in a given day, the more you're going to reduce the risk of various heart conditions and chronic diseases. Now, on top of that, of course, we know we need to not smoke. Smoking is the biggest contributor.
It's not good for you.
Not a diet piece, but I feel like the more we can say that, smoking is going to increase your risk of heart disease. And exercise, physical activity is really important. While you can't out-exercise a poor diet, exercise is still an important piece of a healthy lifestyle. And then one thing that there's been some really fun research on here in the past few years, we've talked about the gut-brain axis. We talked a little bit 1 week about the gut-lung axis. But there's also a gut-heart axis. So our gut, those intestines that we talk about almost every week, are correlated with the heart just like they're correlated with our brain and all of our other organs in our body. So it comes down again to that healthy microbiome. What kind of bacteria do you have growing in your colon? Are you getting enough fiber? Are you getting enough prebiotics? It almost always comes back to the gut.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of information there to take in, Amber.
That's right. And maybe challenging some people's beliefs. And I think sometimes it can be a hard mental shift, but it's okay to get some of that saturated fat, those animal products, full fat dairy, in a whole complete balanced diet.
All right. Well, if anybody wants more information on that or anything else we've talked about in past programs, how do they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, IMU Nutrition. You can just look for that. It's IMU, then the word nutrition. Or on my website at imunutrition.com. Just click the little link to contact me or to get started, and we can see how I can help.
Got a lot of healthy tips on the website, and a lot of, I see you've been posting and sharing some good articles on your Facebook page, too. So
you
they friend you there, they'll automatically get your articles as you put them up.
All the updates, absolutely. And always happy to cover any other topics you find interesting.
Okay. And in your spare time, I think we need to get you doing a podcast or something, too.
There we go. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All my spare time.
All right. Well, Amber Boyens, thanks for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. We look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks. Me too.
Join us same time next week for Taco Tuesday here on Q92.